Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day, everybody. Yeah, we made it to Friday. How about that? High school football coming up tonight. Another suitless night on the air. Bucknell tomorrow, Colgate, 1 o'clock. Doug Birdsong and the suit. Calling the game on Eagle 107. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. I don't care if you're going to a tailgate at Bucknell or you happen to be just kicking back for the weekend and doing a bunch of nothing, which, by the way, you probably have earned because of how hard you work. Microbrews, incredible. Water, wine coolers, soft drinks, roasted peanuts fresh and hot every day. That pickle bar is second to none. That is great. Love those barrels and I love those dills. They came up there to Penn's Tavern, and Corey brought the cut-up pickles. Man, that was good. I gobbled those up.
You'd have thought, we were at Beaver Stadium at his tailgate.
I know. It was great.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get over there one of these days.
I know. Me too. I should have last week at homecoming, and no excuse on my part.
Well, I'm sort of working, so I have excuses. I have an excuse. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We have an interesting show today. Brett Grabbit happens to be an abilities athlete at Penn State, former Penn State men's soccer player, was paralyzed in a snowboarding accident. Now is doing wheelchair racing. He just completed the Chicago Marathon in a time of 1:52:40. We're going to talk with him in the next half hour. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, in the 4 o'clock half hour. And last, but absolutely not least.
Got that right. You got that right.
Not in my life. My main man, my brother, Kevin, is going to join us on the show for the final half hour for predictions. Now, in a major upset, ground was made up last week. Can further ground be made?
He was duly, well, you could tell, though, when we wrapped up the segment last Friday, he was not feeling good about his picks. He ended up 3-5, and you went 5-3 and gained a couple.
And you went 3-5 too.
Yeah,
right?
I was same as Kev, 3-5. So yeah, the 6-game lead between him and you has now been trimmed down to 4, and I'm still 1 ahead of you.
You're 1 ahead.
Yeah.
Now
it's early.
We just pick them off one at a time. Yep. So all you can do is pick them off one at a time. So we'll have fun with that.
Yeah, and as usual, I'm kind of waffling on one game here. I still got to figure out.
So. Oh, just man up and pick. That's what I do, and when I do that, I'm usually wrong. So just do something. It's all right. But we have, I think it's a varied show today. I want to get into very quickly, and I'll talk about it again later in the show as well. Joey Julius was on Good Morning America today. They came in and they shot this on Monday. I think it may have been Monday they came in and shot this. Monday or Tuesday. And it's about Joey coming out and talking about his eating disorder. And a lot of people wondered, where was he during the spring? Well, from May 9th to, I believe, July 26th, he was at an eating disorder clinic in St. Louis. And the kind of courage and guts it takes to admit that you have a problem, it takes a lot for anybody. It takes a lot for anybody to admit what they perceive to be weakness in their life. People don't want to admit they're wrong. They don't want to admit they're making mistakes. They don't want to admit they have a problem. I mean, let's face it, pride does enter into it. There's no question it does. Maybe pride enters into things like that. And if you overcome that, and then admit that you have a that you have a problem, and that you are seeking help, the odds of putting your life back on track grow exponentially, as opposed to doing nothing. Because if you're doing nothing, then you're going to have a big problem. If you do nothing, you're just going to continue down the same disastrous path. Now, once you make that huge move, and admit something isn't right, you know what most people discover? The vast majority of people discover what a huge support system they have. And that's incredible, is the support system. Now, for Joe Julius, his support system happened to be his family, his friends, his teammates, and his football coaching staff. And that support system was invaluable to putting him back on the right track. He talked about eating salads at training table and then getting cheesesteaks and Chinese food at night and eating until he was over full. He said there were even moments where he broke down and wept because he knew he had a problem. And, of course, that all comes with self-image. But then once he said, look, I have a problem, which showed incredible bravery on his part to do so, and then he was checked into this, what he found was great support from his family, great support from his friends, great support from everybody in his locker room, his teammates, and great support from the football coaching staff. Now, there are certain things, for example, all of us do have to follow with Joe, because, I mean, we were briefed about this back in late July. And there are certain things that we were told that may seem small and inconsequential on the surface, but are not, and that we were told it was important for us to follow certain things, you know, with him. Which, of course, everybody has. Now, it's up to Joe to talk about that stuff, as to what the particulars happen to be. I mean, that's his responsibility. It's not for me to step on the story in any way. So we'll just leave it at that. But for all of you out there that sense you have a problem, it may be an eating disorder, female, male. It may be a drinking problem. It may be a drug addiction. I mean, it may be anything. Step forward and ask for help, because what you're going to find out is the vast majority of people around you are really, really good, and they really want you to succeed. That's the vast majority of people. Vast majority of people are positive. Now, in Joe Julius's case, which also is the case for other people, you do have a negative faction out there. How many times do you read posts from anonymous individuals saying and talking about Penn State's big kicker? Well, how big do you feel today? I mean, after you're, you know, trying to be funny and cute and whatever, I mean, how big do you feel now? You know, now knowing that he has a problem. Now let's translate that also to you, to everyday life. You know, people make comments about other people all the time. Why? Does it make you feel better? Make you feel bigger? You know, look how thin she is. Look at her hair. You know, look at him. Look how big he is. Look how, look at his clothes. I mean, whatever. I mean, you know, there are a thousand things I could list here right now that people say about other people. What the heck? Why be? Does it make you feel bigger and better that, you know, you could be catty about such things? You have no idea who you're hurting when you're doing something like that, and you have no idea what they're battling. Conrad once wrote, the great philosopher Conrad, once wrote, "We live as we dream, alone." You go through your day and you have all sorts of thoughts in your head as the day goes. Thoughts about your job, thoughts about somebody that that you know, thoughts about yourself, how you're feeling at a particular moment. You know what's bothering you. There are certain things that you think that you would never say aloud. There are certain things that you think that you would never say to yourself. So a lot of people go through that. And you have to put yourself into somebody else's shoes. And think about your own life, because obviously you're going, you know, you go through things that yourself during the course of the day that maybe you've done a better job of hiding than they have. Maybe you're trying to make yourself seem bigger by putting somebody else down. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't help anybody. We all need to be here for each other. We all need to be here for each other. So Joe Julius is a great example of realizing he has a problem. And not only realizing that he has a problem, but then doing something about it. And in the process of doing something about it, found out how much his family was behind him, found out how much his coaches were behind him, found out how much his teammates were behind him. Now it's finding out how much the fan base is behind him. Okay? It may not be as big in terms of the number of people that he has around him, maybe compared to you, but your support system, I'll bet, is going to be every bit as strong. So two things. If you think you have a problem, confront it, because you're going to find support all over the place to help you. Number two, if you have things that make you, you know, you want to say something about somebody else, reel it in. There might be consequences to it. Because in reality, nobody is better than anybody else. Nobody. Come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. By the way, Mike Ferlazzo and the coach Dick Hort tonight with the call. Shikalimi back in action this evening. Got a big game coming up, 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Milton is on 100.9 The Valley. Excuse me, Milton is on 1380, Talk Radio 1380 WMLP tonight. Lewisburg is on 100.9 The Valley. Those are all 7 o'clock starts, 6:30 air times, just like Shikalimi. And then on Eagle 107 at 6 tonight, that's the air time, 7 o'clock to kick off Seals Groves in action. And Sean will have the complete scoreboard after the game.
Yep, and while we have the games are going on tonight, go to our high school scoreboard. Got that at WKOK.com. And on that page, we'll update it throughout the night. And you'll also, if you're on your tablet and smartphone, just click a stream and pick a game. Do a little whip around across the valley on your tablet and smartphone and check in with all the games.
Where's Minisoup playing tonight?
Tonight it is. Little home cooking. Danville tonight is entertaining undefeated, and you're defending AA state champions, the Southern Columbia Tigers.
Mini suit, big suit will both be there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. So they're at home tonight. Eh, this should be interesting. I always check in with the scoreboard late myself, so always. Even when I'm on the road, I'll go on the tablet, and I'll check in, find out how the local teams are doing. I don't just wait till Thursday and go, hey, what'd they do? You should like to find out on Friday night. Then we have our prediction segment coming up. Now, the next segment, the next half hour, Brett Grabit, Penn State abilities athlete. He had been on the men's soccer team here, had a snowboarding accident, paralyzed, got into the ability athletes program in wheelchair racing. He just went to Chicago and qualified for the Boston Marathon. We're going to talk to Brett in the next half hour about that and what it's taken for him to get here. And in the 4:06 half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, there's a group of guys in their garage that do that the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl song. And, you know, a lot of people thinking they're going to be getting royalties this year. They got the Dolphins this week, and then they've got the guy they can't beat, Brady, and the Patriots the week after. Steelers have won two Super Bowls. Do you realize that in the two Super Bowls, they never played the Patriots? That's Sean shaking his head.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
This can't be happening. This can't be happening. And the final half hour, my brother will be on the show as I look to close the gap even further. And we have to first get Sean. Then after we get Sean, then we will go for the kahuna. But I hope you had a chance to see the Joe Julius piece on Good Morning America. Admitting there's a problem, seeking help, then opens a wide door to a support system that you're going to find is great in your life. That support system's so important. Now, I don't know about you. I root for people to succeed. I'm not big, as you can tell on this show, I'm not big in cutting people down. And don't give me the stuff about the suit. I love the suit. All right? That's just good-natured fun between two friends. At least that's what I tell myself.
Where true refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place. The Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks. They have snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar is second to none. It is good. That's Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Keep in mind that just tell them we sent you. Like, oh, how much of a discount do I get? Just tell them we sent you. All right. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. This day in sports history, 1945, the Chicago Cardinals ended the longest losing streak in NFL history They had lost 19 consecutive games. That streak broken by the Tampa Bay Bucks, who lost 26 in a row. 1951, Jack Christensen of the Detroit Lions ran back two punts for touchdowns. 1962, in the AFL, George Blanda of the Houston Oilers threw six touchdown passes against the New York Titans, now the Jets. Interesting. The Houston Oilers are now the Tennessee Titans, and the New York Jets used to be the New York Titans. There's very little originality out there. 1973, Jackie Stewart announced his retirement from auto racing. Great Formula One racer. 1976, the Yankees won their first pennant in the American League since 1964. 1978, long before Austin Matthews, Daryl Sittler of the Toronto Maple Leafs had seven assists in a 10-7 win for the Leafs over the New York Islanders. 1984, Sparky Anderson became the first baseball manager to win 100 games at a World Series in both leagues. 1990, Joe Montana threw for 476 yards and six touchdowns. Five of the touchdowns were thrown to Jerry Rice. And in 1998, the San Diego Padres beat the Braves 5-0 to advance to their first World Series in 14 years. All right. It's going to be a little different. Brett Gravett played for the Penn State men's soccer team. He then was an avid snowboarder, but was paralyzed in a snowboarding accident. Finally came back to school, and he joined the Ability Athletes group at Penn State. Wheelchair racing. He just did the Chicago Marathon in 1 hour, 52 minutes, and 40 seconds. That time was good enough to qualify him for the Boston Marathon. We welcome Brett to the show. Brett, great to have you with us. Chicago's a relatively flat course. So at what point did the fatigue part, the mental fatigue part, start to set in for you? We had to fight through it.
Probably when they said start.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So, I mean, once you get started in that race, there's little rest. So, I mean, it's just you get going, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, and then that's just how you got to race.
What, now, for those who don't realize, Brett, of course, had been a Penn State men's soccer player. He was paralyzed in a snowboarding accident. When did you decide that you wanted to continue being an athlete and going down this route?
I think when I was in rehab is when I got first introduced to all the para sports and stuff. So, I don't think right away I knew I wanted to race, but I think it was always within me that I wanted to still be active and have something to do.
When did you start mastering the wheelchair part of it where you knew you could do something with some pace?
I think the first time I started racing was about 6 months after my injury.
What surprised you, pro and con, about the racing part of it?
Pros? I mean, it's just like the community of racers is like, it's something I've never experienced. I mean, it's just like a great group from the top to the bottom of like the best athletes are willing to help you out to become better, because they were at one point in time, they've been in your shoes and they know what you're going through. So, I mean, the cons is, for me, I've never been in an individual sport like this. So it took a little adjustment. You don't show up to practice and I'll have 26 guys with you,
Right. The training for it, obviously in soccer, use of your legs, and there's a specific training for it. What did it take to train now the upper part of your body to do this?
It's about 5 to 6 days a week. Marathon training is a little bit different than on the track. So, I mean, a lot of it's just getting out on the road and just pushing miles, just the consistency of getting out there and getting that endurance training.
What does the topography of this area do to help you train so that when you get into a relatively flat course, there are some parts of it that seem relatively easy for you?
Yeah, it helps out a lot. I mean, State College specifically, it's really hilly, so it makes it training is almost harder than the marathon. So it, you know, it helps build up your strength. But it's, you know, and then you go to Chicago and it's flat, and it's just like you've put in the work and training that when you go to the marathon, you just got to perform.
When you hit the finish line on Sunday, what was the personal satisfaction in what you've just done?
Just relief. I mean, it's just something that I've always been getting the first one out of the way. I had goals going into it, and I was able to achieve those. So, I mean, it's just literally getting that first marathon done and moving on to the next one and hopefully bettering times and keep moving forward.
What did 1:52.04 mean to you?
It meant I qualified for Boston. So, I mean, that's
beautiful.
One of the goals.
Beautiful. You going to go to Boston when next April?
Yes, I will.
Start at Hopkinton. All right. It's pretty much a good chunk of it is slightly downhill. Now, you'll hear about the heck is it? It's 21 miles in. Heartbreak Hill. Heartbreak Hill you'll hear about. Okay?
Yep.
Heartbreak Hill is no big deal. All right? Except for this fact, it's 21 miles in. That's why it's a crusher. It's where it is now, how big it is. So I've been up and down that. I've never run it, but I've been around that course a lot and have seen the marathon many times being up there. Good luck with that. I think it's great you qualified for Boston. You also have some other things coming up. There's going to be a clinic coming up this weekend. That'll be Saturday night from 5:30 to 7:30 at Pagula for sled hockey. With USA Sled Hockey and the grant received by from the Christopher Reeve Foundation. Also, wheelchair basketball clinic and track and field clinic for persons with physical disabilities at the indoor track and multi-sport, 10 a.m. to 2. Then there's a road race that's a one-miler, which will take place on Saturday the 29th from Rec Hall to the IM building. Not only the race at 9, but also a costume contest for teams and the individual winner. Thon Children, by the way, will be the judges. What has this done to improve the quality of your life, especially emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, it's been everything to have something, to already be at a school that has a program already in place just made my transition so much smoother. I mean, I can't imagine how much more difficult it would be for me to become a racer or an elite racer, let alone to, if there was no program, no funding to help me, you know, get started and help the people to put you in the right place to be successful. So, I mean, it's jump-started my career as a racer for sure.
And you mentioned the group that's around you, how great they've been. What about your former Penn State men's soccer teammates? How supportive have they been to you over time?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are great. They'll always be my second family. I mean, the coaches are always, you know, asking about my training, same with the players. You know, I still get to go out to every game, you know, just always rooting for those guys. Kind of they're rooting for me now, so it just goes both ways. I, you know, always have the 26 group of guys, you know, to fall back on and have around.
You know, what has this meant for you moving forward, because you've been able to achieve like this, and what does this do for you, not just as a racer, but also in other areas outside of racing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you in life you look for some sort of direction. You know, you want to have something that kind of leads your life, and I feel like racing has helped me as an athlete and then as a person. You know, it's taken me to places and met people that are going to help me with connections for, you know, when I need a job or, you know. So it's given me both aspects of it.
what has it also done for you to connect with others who might be in a similar plight and offer encouragement to them as to what they can do with it now that they've had something tragic happen to them?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's the story of a lot of people who are athletes. They want to, somebody has helped them when they were going through it, and there's no way that they can repay it. So the way that they do it is to help that next generation of people and help them pursue their dreams. So, yeah, I think that's something that's definitely that's something that gets passed down through the line.
Brett, who has coached you?
As a racer?
Yeah, who's been your primary racing coach?
So at Penn State, we have a Terry Jordan is the head coach of the Ability Athletes.
Yeah. Now, is there somebody specifically, though, just with the racing part?
She's the head. So, I mean, a lot of it comes down to, you know, personal motivation. You know, you have a resource to go to, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's what you want and how much you push yourself. So
she's thrown her heart and soul into this. From day one, because I was around from day one when she got going with this thing. So I remember how passionate she is about it. What has her passion about this meant to you in your growth and your progress?
Yeah, I mean, she works very hard. I mean, she, you know, just for the Chicago Marathon, she just drove us 10 hours there and back, you know, just to get us there. You know, it's like, to have somebody of that level of dedication for you, it's always just, you know, nice to have around. I mean, she's just willing to do whatever it takes to get you where you want to go. So, I mean, she's a very dedicated person and just a great advocate for the Abilities program.
You have been tremendous to talk to today. I hope before Boston we can get you back on, and maybe after Boston get you back on, because being a part of that is really, really special, and I congratulate you on qualifying for it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Brett Gravett joining us. Next half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. My brother, final half hour. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's been a lot of talk lately about clowns creeping around. If you're car shopping, sometimes you run into clowns there too. Well, at Sunbury Motors Kia, it's a clown-free zone. Clowning around at Sunbury Motors Kia. Just the best deals in the Susquehanna Valley. The iconic 2016 Kia Soul starts at $14,958. The 2016 Forte as low as $16,901. And Kia's Dynamic Duo, the 2016 Optima, from just $19,943. And the hot SUV, the 2017 Sereno, starting at $24,984. Plus, there's 0% financing available for up to 66 months. 80 quality Kias to choose from. Our Kia Elite Certified Sales Staff and Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. We're not clowning around. Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf. Leave the other clowns in your rearview mirror.
0% APR financing to all qualified customers through KMS. Tax and tags extra. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
Sports can do so much for so many different people. I don't care whether you're a high-level athlete like a Saquon Barkley, or you happen to be a quarterback at the FCS level by Matt, like Matt Mew, or a basketball player, whatever. Or if it turns out that you're the recreational athlete, likes to play tennis on the weekends or during the week, or you like to enjoy a round of golf. Brett Gravett's a good example of what sports did for him. He had been a high-level athlete, playing men's soccer in the Big Ten. And then the snowboarding accident. And now he's found something in wheelchair racing and just finished the Chicago Marathon. Has qualified for the Boston Marathon. Great story, and we're going to follow up on it, especially in April when we get around Patriots Day.
Well, as you being a Northeastern guy, that was just really cool how you were laying out the you were laying out the course for him, giving him a heads up. That was great.
It's 21 mile mark, Heartbreak Hill, baby. It's not the size of the hill, okay? It's where the hill is. It's not. It's really. I mean, you drive on Heartbreak Hill, you're like, okay, really? All right, sure. But when you're running, a little different ball game. Or if you're in a wheelchair, starting in Hopkinton and going to Copley Square, it is a different ball game. It really is. So, what an accomplishment, huh? That's something else. That is something else. I get impressed by stuff like that. You know, something that is on the surface tragic and then turning it into something amazing.
Let's turn into an hour of inspiration here, so it's great. Nice little change of pace from, you know, what we talk about day in and day out, hour by hour.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, there are moments where you're like Donald Sutherland in Kelly's Heroes. I mean, all the negative waves. Stop with the negative waves, man. That's how I used to play for Kevin all the time. Stop with the negative waves. He said, well, you're being negative about the Olympics. I said, yeah, well, the Olympics are negative. No.
I was just waiting what movie you were going to say after you said Sutherland. I was like, okay, is he going Hunger Games? Is he going Animal? Is he going Animal House when he played the professor?
No. Au contraire, mon frère. No. It's a... Stop with the negative ways, Moriarty. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, the next half hour. Looking forward to that. And always look forward to talking to Tony. Tony's a great guy. Great guy. So we'll have in on and talk about the Steelers, because now the Steelers have gone from the depths of despair in the first overall pick in the draft to now... They are a lock for the Super Bowl until they lose to the Patriots. Now, you're probably sitting there saying that sounded negative. That's just analysis. You're like, it didn't sound like analysis to me. Sounds like you're trying to bait the crowd.
Let's just get by the road trip here.
Oh, now the Dolphins are suddenly... there's suddenly a problem.
Oh, no. I don't think it's going to be a problem at all.
No.
It's just the amount of bumps and bruises, and hopefully no injuries are going to be occurring that'll, you know, then have a direct effect on next week's game.
Boy,
I'm taking advice from Bucknell head coach Joe Susan with the pull reference. You know, you're setting, you know, you make a shot, you're setting up your next shot. So just get through the Dolphins game, get through this injury free, and then we're setting up a nice 5-star matchup with the Patriots.
One time, Willie Moscone ran off 160, and that's exactly how he played pool. Yeah, he took a shot, and you notice the cue always ended up in the perfect spot to take the next shot. So, Joe Susan and I would relate to the Willie Moscone reference. All right. Next half hour, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Looking forward to it.
It's like what you did with your picks last week. You went 5-3, now you're setting up your next shot.
Sure. If that's what you want to say, sure. On paper, it sounds good. But then again, every time we sit down and think about this show on paper, it always looks good. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.